Welcome to the Motherhood Unshackled podcast. My name is Klaus Carrian, mom and parenting coach. I'm here to guide you to challenge anything that takes away your freedom and makes you less than you could be. I'm here to encourage you to let your problem shift away from the safe problem and instead guide you to face your true self within. Your safe problems are things external of you that keep you distracted from what really matters. Like, my child is the problem. If they didn't have this behavior, things would be great. I wouldn't yell at them, and so on and so forth. As long as you believe that the child is the problem and that they have to be fixed, you are both going to keep suffering. I coach moms to show up mindfully always, especially when their children misbehave. Each week, I bring you a message to guide you on this journey we call parenting. My goal is to guide you to experience a deep, authentic connection with yourself and your child through the beautiful moments and the challenging ones. It's time for heartfelt, joyful, and simple parenting. Thank you for spending some time with me today. Hello and welcome to today's episode. Today we have a special guest joining us. Please help me in welcoming Alejandra.
Hello.
Hello. So you are a money mindset expert, and I love this because I've been really talking lately about rewriting our blueprints in all sorts of areas as moms, and money mindset is a big blueprint that we need to rewrite as well. So tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get into this profession?
Absolutely. And thank you for having me. Hi, everybody. I am Alejandra Rojas. I'm a finance professional and money mindset expert, just because I love to see the human behavior with money, why we do what we do with money. I also the founder of the Ignite Your Money Mind membership. And I really got to this point because like finances are my love language. Like people often laugh because I say that. But I was the kind of girl that since she was little one, she preferred to play with invoices and help my parents. Both of them are accountants, just like around with the invoices rather than go outside. So it is my love language. And this is how I ended up here. I studied finances. I, you know, went into the whole corporate thing, then realized that we are humans beings, that we are different than a corporation. And then is when I started to get into money mindset work.
I love that. I love that. And you work mainly with moms, right? You were saying,
yes.
Well, we can probably dive back into that a little bit later, but you were saying that you just started seeing the same patterns, the same challenges that every mom was experiencing. And so you can really guide us moms through that thing. So why for you, why is it important to shift your money mindset?
For me, it's important because we are here, and based on my experience as well, we are here just to enjoy the time that we have. That is a resource that is actually limited, which is time. And it, like I said, it comes from my story when I was working in corporate, when I was working in finances. I ended up having a money burnout and reactivating an old immune system health condition that I deal with when I was young. So really life was like facing me with this real harsh truth. It's like, well, you either go for the money and I take health and life away from you, or you focus on what really matters and start figuring out how you combine these two things that you love, which is just enjoying life and getting, you know, your finances, your money, your wealth that you desire together. That was actually why I'm also a podcast host. And that was actually why the name of my podcast, The Happy and Wealthy Podcast, because we can be both, but often we will believe we have to choose between happiness or money.
Yeah. And that's beautiful. And especially as a mom, you know, we don't get compensated enough for what we do. And the thing is that like most of us, like, yeah, okay, like it'd be nice to be a stay-at-home mom, But that's actually not what we want to do. Most of moms that I talk to, they have so much passion, so many gifts, so much value to share with the world. And there's like this struggle in being compensated for all the value that you want to share.
Right.
And also like being able to live the life that we want with our family and with our children, right? So it's really like what I've been tapping into lately is really being nourished in all areas of your life, like you, not having to fall into burnout, you know, because you're just focusing on one area of your life and not the others. But like, yes, I can work, I can get well compensated for it, and I can be well nourished in all areas of my life, right?
Right. And this is common between all of my clients. And this is what we call inviting all parts of who you are. So before you become a mom, you are a person with dreams. So when you start your business, is that person with those dreams following that purpose, and it enters into a conflict because in your mind, your only job, rightfully so, is to take care and help this human being alive all the time, right? So it enters into conflict, and that's the conflict that your money follows as well. It's like, okay, I want to enter to your life, I want to be part of your life, but you are rejecting me all the time because you believe that I'm not as important as these other parts of your life. So that's kind of the mindset work that we do with my clients, to invite all the parts. There is nothing wrong in wanting to be as successful in one part of your life as your job as a mom, right? It's just a mental, like a mindset limitation.
Yeah, I agree. And it's funny because last week I was on a call and we were talking about this, about how like this mom was like, you know, I thought that like money was like this little compartment over here that I didn't really need to pay attention to, and it wasn't impacting any other areas of my life. But then she's like, I started to notice it, that it was impacting every area of your life, right? And if you're, you know, open to receiving health, then you're also, you have to be open to receiving wealth and open to receiving connection and love and fulfillment in your relationship with your child and with your partner or whoever, right? So it's not just like, if you're not open to receiving wealth, then it's also impacting these other areas of your life and what you're able to receive in your health and your relationships and all that as well, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would go a step beyond that, just to add a little bit on that. What we talked about at the beginning is not only affecting you, but affecting your kids, affecting everybody around you. So we often believe that if we ignore that part of money and being wanting to be financially successful with your business as a mompreneur means just serving the purpose, we want to ignore the you know, the money part, because we want the best for our kids, we want the best for our family, like we are not doing it for the money. The subconscious message that you are sending is different. And that is captured in a, like in a heartbeat by the kids. That's captured by those subconscious minds walking that says, oh, money is bad. Oh, rich people are this, rich people are that. We are not here for the money. So subconsciously, you are doing a much bigger thing than it is with money for the kids. And that is what really motivates me, like myself in my personal life, to change the narrative around with moms, because it's the next generation coming that it will have the same narratives that are not serving us that we have to hear right now. So it's a whole, if you put it on perspective and if you zoom out of yourself, when you see it, like, I'm not doing it only to myself, to my business, but also I'm doing it to the potential human being that I'm raising. That's a different perspective.
Yeah, 100%. And I mean, our kids, they learn by more so by what we do and like how we do it and our energy behind it than what we say, right? And so, and I love that. And I mean, there's ways that we can bring our kids into our business as well. But one thing that I found, like, I don't say to my daughter, like the typical things that we kind of heard growing up, like money doesn't grow on trees and all these things. But what I found myself doing is like, she always wants more and more and more. And it's like, instead of saying like, no, I don't want to buy that for you right now. Why not? And like, it just so easily comes out that like, oh, we can't afford that right now. And it's like, that's not the truth though. Like, why am I saying that to her? Right? Because that's what the energy that she's picking up, her subconscious is wide open. That's all the messages she's receiving without filtering. Is this right? Is this wrong? Is this true? How is it impacting me? Right? So, and it's like, as little as like, even when you say like, we can't afford this right now, like, can you switch? Is that true? Like, can you switch your language around that? It's like, you know what? We can't afford it, but like, mom is just choosing not to spend money there because we also have to spend money here, here, and here. We want to do this trip together. We want to have these experiences. And you know what? I don't choose to be spending money there. It's not that we can't afford it. It's not that whatever. It's not that I don't think you're not worthy of receiving it. It's just like, this is where I choose to spend my money, not here. Right. So there's just, this is just one example, but there's many ways that we don't realize what we're saying to our kids sometimes, or we're just saying it as like, oh, I know if I say that, they're going to stop talking, you know, they're going to like stop questioning me. Things will be easier, but sometimes it's making a much deeper impact that we actually realize. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And those, you know, like I said before, those first years, the 7 years, even until up to 12 years. So here's the thing, my work is with the moms. And funny enough, the work that we do is coming back to those years between 7, 8, 12 years. So now imagine what you're doing to your kids. And what's even worse is that they mirror back at you what you have done in a non-spoken language. And I have a whole article, I can send it to you so you post it on the notes, because it's a whole article about parenting and how impactful it is to see that everything that you do is being reflected, even if you don't want to, as you, the symbol of money in your kid. So your kids see you, like, will see you as the symbol of money. Maybe that is the one that traditionally is the one that goes and work and all that. So they see that as a symbol of money, and they see mom as the symbol of managing the money, right? So whatever is it that you do, whatever is it that you feel expressed, maybe every time that a bill comes, you do, ah, this bill came. That is going to be replicated. And that's the same issues that you as a grown-up have to work on. So it is just a little more motivation, a little bit more intentionality to do this work, because you know that potentially you are teaching your kids that maybe it's not a priority right now to spend that. It's not that we don't have money. It's just not a priority for us. When you want to achieve something, you put priorities. Which one, like, what is your priority right now? Come with me and let's do this together, because from all of these options, we can choose one right now. So it's different approach, it's a different energy. And like you said, it's a different non-spoken education, which is 95% of financial education that we get is non-spoken, to go different about money.
Yeah, and I love that. 95% of the education we have around money is non-spoken, non-verbal. I love that. Yeah. And I mean, you can go even further. You know, this summer, my daughter wanted a hamster, and the hamster itself was like $26, right? But to get the cage and the food and everything else, like, it ended up being like close to $300. So I was like, okay, like, I could afford it, but I just didn't feel like spending my money there.
Right.
And there was certain lessons and values that I wanted her to understand. So we created this plan, and I was like, okay, first you have to declutter your room, because it's like, you have too many toys. If you want the hamster, then you need to do that. That's step one. Step two, you have to show us you're responsible. And so there was a list of things that she needed to do to show that to us. And then step three was, you need to come up with the money. Right. So even like, we are entrepreneurs, like, or even maybe you just want to change your mindset, like, being an entrepreneur is a great way to learn more, you know, educate yourself and learn more about money and shifting your relationship to it. And so I got her to, you know, we talked about what can you do to receive the money. And we talked about doing a lemonade stand. We talked about whatever. But because she was decluttering, we naturally just started like posting things on Facebook, buy and sell groups. And within 24 hours, 48 hours, she had like $450. You know what I mean? And so she was like, okay, I got the money. Now I just got to show you guys that I'm responsible, keep my room organized and this and that, and then go from there. So like we can, it's not just about saying, no, we can't afford this right now, but also switching the hat and being like, well, you know what, how can you, what are ways that you can come up with the money? What are you good at? Where are your skills? Where are your things? And that they can do that as well. So those are like little things to do. It's so funny because last week, so this was like 3 months ago. Last week she comes to me. She's like, well, mom, do you know you technically paid for the hamster? I was like, what do you mean? She's like, well, all the things I sold, you had originally paid for them. And I was like, you're right. I was like, I knew that.
That's a great assessment.
I was like, I knew that, but it's still like you were willing to give it up. And I knew that I had paid for it. And technically I should get the money, but I was willing to like give it to you because you had decluttered and whatever. So yeah, it's just a funny side comment, but there's ways that we can get them to think in a different way. What I like about this story too, is that part of what I'm rewriting is that it doesn't need to be hard. Like I grew up in a very wealthy family not very wealthy. And like abundance was just, it's part of my blueprint. However, it's also, you need to work really hard to make money, like really hard. You know, my father is in his 60s and he still works to this day, 12 to 14 hour days, and he's wealthy 100%. But, you know, I don't want that narrative. I want to spend 14 hours a day with my daughter, not working, you know? So it's part of rewriting it. And what I loved about what she got to experience when she earned the money to buy the hamster is that it was so easy. She decluttered within 24 to 48 hours. She had $450. You know what I mean? So it's like helping them establish that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So how can we, let's shift this a little bit. And like, how can we as mompreneurs start taking control over our money, even though we're very busy and we have many different things that we're juggling?
Right. So here's the thing, like we just talked, the control of your money starts with your mind. If you don't have a control in your mind, if you don't control those narratives, if you don't control those negative feelings that you know you're feeling towards money, but you're just shutting it down, then that is not a strategy that is going to work for you. That is just going to be avoidance, and that is going to be more of those shames and feelings that comes from the emotional layer with money. So the first step is just be open about it and say, well, I feel this way with money, or I think this way about money, or like just do the assessment of what are the beliefs that you have with money. What are the beliefs that came up to the surface once you started your business? Because what, like, it's a totally different mindset when you are receiving a 9-to-5, when you are dependent on your husband, or like the money is coming from other ways. It's totally different than when you are a mompreneur, because you are like, your time is very limited. You're like, you know that you are raising 2 babies, 3 more, or how many, like your kids and your business, which is another baby. So all the resources are quote unquote limited for you. But if you limit your mind to that limitation of resources, then you're not going to break the cycle. You need to break the cycle. And the first step to break that cycle is by allowing yourself to ask the question, what are my beliefs around money? What do I want from money? There is nothing wrong with asking about what you want for money, how you want your business to look like financially. Do you always want to be launching, or do you always want to be promoting and selling or not? It all depends on what is it that you want. But those questions and those conversations, they have to have a place in your mind, and they have to have a place in your business and in your routine as a mompreneur. So that will be my first step. And I have like three that I worked through like with my clients. So allowing that space of awareness is one. Number two is taking the smallest action by doing something different. And this can look very different depending on what. I'm just going to put the example of my client, Jasmine. She's a beautiful lady, wealthy. So she is a mom of four. One of her kids has autism. So for her, time is extra limited. It's just, she absolutely has no time. So what she does is that taking action for her represents 5 minutes a day. What in 5 minutes a day I can do to work, whether on a strategy, on a mindset, or an emotion that I'm feeling with money. Because, and I mentioned these three parts, that's my method. It's called the MESS method. And it has to do with the three parts that includes money: your strategy with money, your emotions about money, and your mindset about money. So in 5 minutes, what can I do so that every day or every other day I'm working on these three areas? Sometimes it looks like just going into the bathroom and just calm your system down, your nervous system down, taking a deep breath in and saying, I'm doing this for X, Y reason, or repeating a mantra, or just, you know, giving yourself 5 minutes break so that you break the cycle of going in automatic pilot and going into your business like, well, I need to make money. I'm just here because the bills are coming and all that. You need to break the cycle somehow. And those 5 minutes on the toilet, just reading an affirmation, taking a big deep breath, or whatever is it that we come up that is the best you know, pathway to go about it. That's everything that you do, and that's fine, but that's taking action. Why is this important? Like I said before, 95% of your things with money are in your subconscious mind. You don't even think about it. So like most of the mompreneurs are thinking that they have to do these huge strategy changes. Like, I need to sit down and do a budget and, you know, see where my money is coming and where my money is going, and all do this whole tracking that is time consuming sometimes. But if you really want to see a change, you gotta give yourself space to see what is in your subconscious mind. That's all that you have to do, right? So taking action will allow you to trigger those narratives in your subconscious mind. I mean, it can get triggered, what we said before, your kids just suddenly, and this happened to my client yesterday. Actually, we were on our call and the daughter just came and said something. They were talking about something and she just goes and told me like, Ale, she's just telling that rich people is greedy. Like, I didn't teach her that. Like, where she came that with? Like, I know I didn't teach her that. So, yeah, that's something that we have to go through, because what happens is that she not only mirrored something that she learned somewhere, it's triggering the mom. And that is the thing. If, you know, a sentence, if a saying, if an action triggers you and you get into these flight responses, to this firefighter response, into shame, into guilt, that's your clue that you need to go deeper and heal that part. And that can be done through taking action. 5 minutes of, why am I feeling this way? Why did this activate it? Why did it activate it within myself? Did I check my bank account? Did I follow up with my client? Like, just making questions can represent that action. So that's number two, right? And number three, it will be actively rewiring. Has to do all with the subconscious mind. And it can be done in less than 5 minutes as well, with simple rewiring the narratives that you encounter in step number two. How we do that? We go into our subconscious by, no, cancel this, cancel that. Like every time that we catch ourselves thinking, I don't know, I'm going to put the example that I see so often, every time that mompreneur said, I don't know if people can pay me this. Like, who am I to price these things that way? I want you to cancel that, rewire that. If I could price this way, how would I do it? That's a better question to ask. Mm-hmm. So that you don't feel that you're spending too much time on, you know, doing stuff that probably won't get you where you want to be, but also you're helping your money mindset to expand with the limited resources that you have. That again, we are thinking about money and energy. To me, and this is funny because I work with money, right? People often believe that money is a limited resource. To me, the limitation are on energy and time. Not because you are going to run out of time, but like you said, you want to spend time just raising your kids. You don't want to spend time thinking how many things you have to do and putting all the works and, you know, running out of energy. And when you change that perspective, you actually allow yourself to, oh, I'm going to figure out money because it's way too easy to figure out, right?
Yeah, I love that. Those are great three different steps there that you pointed out. And I love that the part two where you said, like, essentially, I'm rephrasing this, but like, you don't have to go looking for it. You know, I've been in many programs to rewrite my money mindsets, and there's definitely, I think, maybe a time and a place where you get to sit down and ask yourself questions and write down, like, you know, all these things. But just like I teach about in parenting all the time, you don't need to go figure out what your triggers are. Your kids are going to show you, right? You're going to know what your triggers are when you open up your bank account, when you receive a bill in the mail, when you receive a bill over email, when whatever, you're going to figure it out. You don't necessarily have to go out looking for it. But when it happens, the key, I think, to what you're saying is that when it happens, what do you do about it? Are you releasing it, rewriting it, rewiring it, or are you just letting it, you know, just I'm going to deal with that later and just letting that moment go by, you know? So I really, really love that.
Right. And here's the thing that many people is not aware of with money. It has an emotional layer, what I call an emotional layer, which is the language of your limbic brain. That's where all the money stories get a stick. You know, it's not about strategy. It's not about logic. You don't buy because of logic. You buy because it creates an emotion within yourself. So everything that has to do with money, it's highly emotionally charged. And when you avoid, when you have those narratives coming to the surface, when you have those things mirroring back at you and you avoid it, it creates a magnet. So whatever was the original feeling with any narrative, if you avoid it and you just push it back to the side or whatever, what you're doing is that you're telling your brain, here is more justification to continue feeling that way. Mm-hmm. So if you can imagine a snowball, it starts just like a little thing. And then the more it goes, the more it adds. That's how money narratives work. It starts with one feeling shame because you didn't have one time money to pay a bill, right? Now, the same feeling comes up with different narratives and you decide to avoid those different narratives. You decide to, you know what, I'm not going to pay attention. I just have to do whatever I have to do. What happens is that when you go and actually want to work on this particular feeling, you won't encounter just one thing why you're feeling shame. You encounter the many narratives on why you're feeling that same shame. And that is a whole different story. So if you're working on the narrative as it comes, it becomes a much easier and lighter work to do for you.
Yeah, and I love that. And I love that whole snowball analogy. What you're saying there kind of makes me think about like deleting evidence. So if you have that one narrative about like however you felt about something, paying a bill or not being able to pay a bill on time, which is the example you just gave, then you're going to continue to like just pay attention to all the times you can't pay money, your bills on time or this and that. And then you're just going to like not even pay attention to the times that you do pay your bills on time, right?
Right.
So it's like, that's what I call like deleting evidence. And that is applied to every single area of your life. Whenever you have a belief around something, you're going to pay attention to the things that support that belief, and you're going to naturally delete all the things that don't support that belief. So in order to change it, yeah, it takes work.
Yeah.
It takes work to get there. Yeah. I love that. So you've already given us so many different little action steps that we can take, but what would you say like the most important step that a mompreneur can take?
Right. I would say, and this is something that I love to do with my clients, is just go back to who you are as a person before being a business owner, before being a mom. What is it that you want for yourself? What is the vision for your business, for your life in general, right? And give that a space to yourself to actually allow that to pop in your head, because you cannot give from what you don't have. And if you don't have this vision, if you don't have these dreams for yourself, you're shorting, like you're like cutting short your business. You're cutting short the potential that you have for your life with your kids, with your family, and you're getting trapped into the little details that we all have to go when doing a business, right? Into the daily things, into the lunch that didn't work, the strategy, and all these things. You get trapped on it. And that is a massive block for money. So if today you can do something, is go back to, you know, close your eyes and think, what is it that I want for myself? What is my vision, and how these other parts invite all of the parts that you are, all of the parts as a mom, as an entrepreneur, as a wife, as a whatever it is, invite all of your parts in and ask the question, what is my vision? And then go from it, because when you zoom out, everything seems like much easier, smaller, like, okay, I can do that. And that is the mindset that we want to work with money.
Yeah. And I love that. And it's funny, because I was just talking, or I just wrote a post about something about like the power of zooming out and the importance of it. So yeah, it applies to all of the areas of our life. And really what you're saying there is like, what's your vision, but also like, how can you express yourself more? Like, you know, going with using your vision as something that can pull you, how can you be more self-expressed? Because the world doesn't need you to be a cookie cutter person. They need you to be you, so that you can fully give the value that you're here to give. Right.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, I love that. Is there anything else that you want to share with our listeners today before we go?
If you are ready to open up and do the work to rewrite your stories, to rewrite your money stories, then just talk about money. Don't avoid it. Don't avoid the conversations that needs to happen so that you take care of this important area of your life as a mompreneur. And if you want to do that, my DMs are always open just for a conversation. That's the most important part for me, that people start talking about money, because it's such a taboo topic, and start saying, you know what, I feel this way, I feel that way with money, so that we can change it. So you are more than welcome to go there and just find somebody to release everything that you have held for yourself for the longest time.
I love that. And I think on Instagram, what is your hashtag?
Right. So you can find me at Money Mindset Expert on Instagram. Yeah, that's the number one platform.
Place to find you. Perfect. Well, yeah. Thank you so much for joining us today. I think I got some good nuggets out of the golden nuggets out of today, and I think our listeners will as well. So thank you so much for joining us and all the information, the article that you mentioned and your handle for Instagram will be in the show notes as well. So thank you.
Thank you.
If you desire guidance from me every week, make sure to subscribe to this podcast and also follow me on Instagram or TikTok. I want to leave you with this quote. Great parenting happens when you start controlling yourself and stop controlling your child. Parenting is more about reparenting yourself as it is about parenting your child. This is a process. This is a journey, and I am here to guide you one connection at a time. Thank you.